Real estate is a critical aspect of human society, providing shelter, security, and a place to conduct business. As such, it is natural to wonder what guidance religious texts offer on this essential part of life. The Quran, Islam's holy book, provides profound insights into various aspects of life, including the ethical and moral principles that should guide real estate dealings. While the Quran does not specifically address real estate in the modern sense, it does offer valuable principles that can be applied to real estate transactions and ownership. 1. The concept of stewardship, khalifa. In Islam, the concept of stewardship, or khalifa, is central to the understanding of property and land ownership. The Quran emphasizes that everything on earth belongs to Allah, and humans are merely trustees of the land. This notion is encapsulated in the verse, "To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and whatever is within them. And He is over all things competent." Quran 5:120. This verse implies that while humans may possess land, they do so as stewards responsible for its care and productive use. This stewardship extends to how we acquire, manage, and distribute real estate, ensuring that our actions align with Islamic principles of justice, equity, and social responsibility. 2. Ethical transactions and fair dealings. The Quran places a strong emphasis on honesty and fairness in all transactions, including those related to real estate. The importance of transparency and avoiding deceit in trade is highlighted in the following verse, "O you who have believed, do not consume one another's wealth unjustly or send it, in bribery, to the rulers in order that, they might aid, you, too, consume a portion of the wealth of the people in sin, while you know, it is unlawful." Quran 2:188. This verse serves as a reminder to engage in real estate transactions with integrity, avoiding fraudulent practices, and ensuring that all dealings are fair and just. It underscores the importance of mutual consent in trade and the prohibition of usury, riba, which is relevant in real estate financing. 3. The prohibition of usury, riba. One of the most significant economic teachings in the Quran is the prohibition of riba, usury or interest. This has direct implications for real estate financing. The Quran explicitly forbids charging or paying interest on loans, which is a common practice in modern real estate mortgages. Those who consume interest cannot stand, on the day of resurrection, except as one stands who is being beaten by Satan into insanity. That is because they say, "Trade is just, like interest." But Allah has permitted trade and has forbidden interest. Quran 2:275. For Muslims, this prohibition necessitates the use of alternative financing methods, such as Islamic mortgages, murabaha or ijara, which avoid interest and instead focus on profit-sharing or rent-to-own structures. 4. The principle of social justice and charity. The Quran consistently emphasizes social justice and the importance of supporting the needy, which extends to the ownership and distribution of land. The Quran encourages Muslims to use their wealth, including real estate, to help others and promote social welfare, and those within whose wealth is a known right, for the petitioner and the deprived. Quran 70:24-25. This principle suggests that real estate owners should consider the broader social impact of their property, perhaps by providing affordable housing or donating land for communal use. Additionally, the practice of zakat, charitable giving, also includes real estate assets, reinforcing the responsibility of property owners to contribute to societal well-being. 5. Inheritance laws. Islamic inheritance laws, as detailed in the Quran, provide clear guidelines on the distribution of property, including real estate, among heirs. These laws ensure that wealth is fairly distributed and that the rights of all heirs, including women, are protected. Allah instructs you concerning your children, for the male, what is equal to the share of two females. But if there are, only, daughters, two or more, for them is two-thirds of one's estate. And if there is only one, for her is half. Quran 4, 11. These verses provide a framework for the equitable distribution of real estate assets, ensuring that wealth is not concentrated in the hands of a few but is instead distributed in a manner that maintains familial harmony and social justice. 6. Real estate agents, realtors and brokers. The Quran, while not explicitly mentioning real estate agents, realtors, or brokers, provides ethical guidelines that apply directly to these professions. Islam emphasizes the importance of honesty, integrity, and fairness in all transactions, which are crucial qualities for anyone involved in facilitating real estate deals. The Quran condemns deceit and dishonesty, as seen in the verse, and do not mix the truth with falsehood or conceal the truth while you know it, Quran 2, 42. This principle requires real estate professionals to provide accurate information, avoid misrepresentation, and ensure fair treatment for all parties involved. By adhering to these Quranic values, real estate agents, realtors, and brokers can conduct their business in a manner that is ethical, transparent, and pleasing to Allah. Conclusion: while the Quran may not explicitly mention real estate as we understand it today, the principles it outlines offer clear guidance for property ownership, transactions, and the ethical considerations involved. As stewards of the earth, Muslims are encouraged to manage real estate in a manner that is just, equitable, and beneficial to society. By adhering to these divine guidelines, one can ensure that their real estate dealings align with the moral and ethical standards set forth in Islam.